Morning, church.
Good morning, church.
No, come on. We're in class mode. Good morning, church.
Good morning, church.
Oh, I love that. I love, we've got no kids in here, have we? I did not like school. But it's a good place to be. Because I always got my English and my words all back to front, and those who get my blogs, you can probably see that. But I'm going to get a payback earlier on this morning. Just wait, but that's okay, because I'm going to set someone up. But that's all right. Well, happy Valentine's Day. I jumped out of bed this morning, had a shower, had a shave, looked in the mirror, went... How many of you people did that this morning? Looked in the... Do we have to do this again? Who loves themselves in this room this morning? Getting there. Come on, you've got to love yourselves. You don't love yourselves, you can't love your neighbour. You can't, you know, hey, truth, biblical. Anyway, my wife loves me, and I had to turn the volume down on the mirror because it gets louder and louder each day. And then I said, see you later, sweetheart. And I came here, and someone says, Valentine's Day. Boom, bang. So publicly, happy Valentine's Day, dear. It's Valentine's Day every day in our house. Oh, wow. Any visitors in the house this morning, a warm welcome to you. And this morning we're starting a new series on I Love My Church. Now, if you're visiting here this morning, great, because you can take this back to your church. This message is the church, okay, particularly, and it's for the church, but also it's here for Hillside as well. But anything I say this morning in the next 5 weeks, you can take back to your church, and I hope you do, because we're going to have a lot of fun over the next 5 weeks. I promised myself that we would have fun, okay? So everyone laugh. I think I've forgotten something. Hey, Pastor Craig, McDonald's for a date night is actually okay. Yeah, it is okay. It is. No, it's not okay for us because we've been together for 22 years. But for the first date where you're going out with someone or you just want to... McDonald's is okay. Don't raise the bar. The expectation, you take them somewhere really flash, you've just got to keep going higher and higher and higher. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. Mark, Macca's no more. Okay, there are different places and locations, buildings that eventually we have to visit. Isn't it? I'm not talking about Hamilton Island or Disneyland. That's the places where we want to visit. I'm talking about the places where we need to go just because of the course of life. For example, school. For example, the doctor's surgery or the post office. Now, various places will invoke a variety of responses. And we feel different about, like we feel different about going to the shops as we compared to, say, going to the dentist. But let's talk about this. Now, this is going to be class time. And I'm going to ask Jenny, could you come up, Jenny, and be my scribe? Jenny is a wonderful lady. So I'll tell you a little bit about Jenny. Jenny's a very, very good word person, and she's a very good friend of mine. Actually, Jenny, I'll tell you, she's in real estate, so if anyone wants to buy and sell real estate, she's got her own company. This is one of the people in our community. I'm just letting you know. She's also a great server in the church. She prepares communion on various weeks, and she's also the chairman of the Woolridge Board that we have here, the Woolridge Country Estate, which is a retirement ground here. She does a great job. Another thing she does, she likes correcting me on my spelling. You nervous? Oh, you are. I've never seen you nervous. Wow. No, she's one powerful lady. Awesome lady. But what I want to do this morning, I want this to be interactive. Okay? I'm going to place an image on the screen, and I want you to say the word that comes to your mind and how people typically feel in regard to have to go to these locations. And I'm going to ask Jenny to write them up in English for you with the right spelling. So if we have any English literature people that want to bring out some very big words, please feel free. Feel free, because I didn't want to do this myself. All right, first picture. Oh, so first one was ooh. Can you spell that? Ooh. Yeah, sure. Okay, so we got ooh. Oh, you might have to do it a little bit smaller. Yeah, okay, that's not that's ah. But anyway, that's okay. Bum-bum, chung. Another word? Complicated. Just, you can only... Complicated, frustrated. Sorry, someone said helpful. Okay, no, that's great. Let's be nice to one another. It's not meant to go that way. Sorry? Pardon? Grateful. Peter, I heard you did something with Pastor Craig the other week. You're not being helpful at the moment, okay? I'm trying to do something here. Annoying. That's it. Yeah, come on. Come on, let's really give it to him. Annoying. What's another word? Another word? One more? Sorry? Boring. Okay, next image. Hang on. Someone said scary, but look, these are beautiful pictures. She's happy. She's happy. That's a lie. Next picture. That's better. I hate how people advertise things that aren't correct. That's correct. So we have some words for dentist. Sorry? Pain. Oh. Scary. Sorry? Drill. Oh. Mosquito. Yeah. Expensive? Sorry? Restoration. Wow. Dental nurse, maybe? Yeah. That doesn't count. Sorry, anything else? Needle. Something, feelings, emotions that bring up. You know, go to the dentist. I was brought up in a dental family all my life, and I hate dentists. When I was 6 years old, I had to go to the school dentist, and when it was my turn, they couldn't find me, and I was actually hanging outside the window on the windowsill. True story. I hated the dentist. I didn't hate the dentist. Pardon? With a passion. Next slide. The supermarket. No, it's not shopping, it's the supermarket. You ask a lady, there's difference between supermarket and shopping. Am I right, ladies? Right. Tedious.
Food.
Yeah, of course there's food. Feeling. That's not a feeling. Boring. So boring. Chaos. Never ending. Okay. So here we got complicated, impressive, frustrated. Is that how you spell frustrated? You sure? Yeah, okay, yeah. Grateful, annoying, boring, chaos, never ending, tedious, needle, expensive. Drill. What's that? Drill. Drill. Sorry. Pain, that's all right. It's scary. Jenny, thank you very much. Everyone say thank you, Jenny. Well done. Great job. Not the most rave reviews, right? But in all three of them, you can see that we go to these places in most cases because we have to, not necessarily because we want to. And look at the list of the words that have been written down. No one said, no one said love it, did they? No one said love it. Now, but if anyone says that they love going to Centrelink, you've got to assume that they're not right in the head. Now, I wonder what people would say if we put a picture of our church up on the screen. Now, don't say anything out loud here, okay? Well, let's think about it honestly. What do you think about your church? Is this the place that we feel we have to go, or is there more to it? I want you to think about it. Think about the people who aren't here today. Or maybe who haven't ever stepped into a church, or even haven't stepped into a church for a very, very long time. I'll be willing to guess that some of them would describe coming to church like we describe going to Centrelink. And based on their experiences, they've probably got some justification and not far from the truth. Is that what God intended when he created the church? Was that the idea about his community of people? I believe the Bible tells us no, that is not, nor God's plan for the church. God had one plan for the church. He gave churches different visions and he gives churches different missions that all line up, but only one plan, and that is to make disciples. It's all about relationships. That's what he wanted. He wanted to create the church. Let's just take a break for a moment. And let me remind you what Hillside Church, the vision and the mission is. I just want to go through, I want to tell you some things about Hillside for 2016 and beyond. And then we'll get back to the sermon. And I want to introduce you to a few people that you may not know who is part of this church. Okay. You know, yesterday I rode with the Band of Brothers motorcycle group, and we ended up here because they wanted to have a look at the church. And they wanted to have a look at the church because in April they're having a big bike rally fundraiser with 300 to 500 bikes, and they want to start here and finish here. And we were talking yesterday, Mal was with us, we were talking to the leaders of the Band of Brothers. And I gave them a little bit of insight of what Hillside Church was all about, how we started. And they were totally blown away. And as they looked around the grounds, they said, how can a little church like Hillside do so much? And I believe, like I said to them, it's because we've held strongly to God's vision for the church. And this is why once a year and during the year, I will always bring you the vision. The vision of this church, we used to have Vision Sunday. I don't want to call this Vision Sunday anymore, because every week we should be looking at our vision. And our vision obviously is committed to transformation in Jesus' name. It's not the year of anymore, but that is the church's vision. Committed to transformation in Jesus' name. We have that up on the thing, please. The next slide. That's it. And thanks, Craig Parker, for doing the new banner. It doesn't look great. It's just special. Our mission. Next slide. Our mission is, in love, we bring hope to the world through faith in Jesus' name. That is Hillside's mission. This is what we are all about. And we can manage ourselves, and we can, everything that we do in all the ministries, we have to line up with love, hope and faith. So the next slide, I'll tell you what, that these are the pillars of our church: faith, hope and love. Next slide. Okay, so faith is prayer, expecting in faith prayerfully in every situation. Worship, expressing our faith, giving God all the glory. And we saw that this morning as we're in worship this morning. I love standing at the front here and listening to you all sing. You guys have beautiful voices when you're in harmony together. It is absolutely beautiful. Discipling, strengthening our faith, making disciples of our people. And we're going to, in the next 5 weeks, we're going to learn why God created the church for all of us to be here. Okay? Teaching, growing in our faith, teaching the whole counsel of God. You will always hear Jesus Christ being preached from this pulpit. Huh? You will always hear Jesus Christ being preached from this pulpit. Thank you. Okay, next one, faith, hope. Okay, evangelism, proclaiming hope, being Christ's witnesses in our locality. We are a church that gets out and goes out into this community. This year, we will be going out into the community in a much bigger way. We're going to be helping with soup kitchens, and people have already expressed their interest in wanting to do that. We're going to be going out into the schools. We're doing that. Started this week, going into the high school down the road. We have got an open door, more or less, policy with that Darling Range Sports College. We have favour with that college. We can go in there at lunch times and totally run amok with our youth leaders, so they can all have fun, so we can invite them in. 25 new children came on Friday night. Praise God. Global missions, spreading the hope as Christ's ambassadors. We have a great big mission pot here, and we've got people all over this globe. And we love sending out our own people. And we've got them. And Tim and Cloud are coming back from Brazil in the next few days. They'll be back here for a few months, and they're going to settle and see where they're going to be going next. But they'll be here. So they're coming back in off the field, which is going to be exciting. We've obviously got all the rest of them. Have a look on the internet, and you'll see who they are and where they are. Planning, projecting hope, planning with prayer and wisdom. There is a lot of prayer and there is a lot of wisdom that go in this church. I mean, as you walk out and you go to the cafe and you see the well and you see the beautiful gardens and you see Woolridge Country Estate, you see Hillside Christian College and all that, you see Tabor, a lot of wisdom in the leadership here has gone into what has been created. Because in everything that we do here at Hillside, we want to give God the glory. Amen. Okay, equipping, imparting hope, equipping God's people for ministry. Well, I've just more or less spoken about that, and we're going to be introduced. I'll be introducing you to the ministry team in just a sec. Okay, next. So we've got, and love, relationships, built on love, building godly relationships. You know, love is something that you have to work on. I mean, I know that I'm married, you know. It's something you have to work on. And sometimes I fail badly, dismally at it. But then I have to get up and I have to work hard at it again. And this is what we have to do as a church. And over the next 5 weeks, we're going to be learning how to love one another. Okay? It's going to be exciting for us. Community, serving in love, serving our community. We just had Jenny up here. Now, Jenny's a very busy lady. She's got her own real estate company, but she serves on the board. It's not a paid... She's a chairman of the village board. She comes Sunday mornings and does communion. She serves. And there's a lot of other people here that serve. And that's what makes this place rattle and hum. Communications, expressing love, communicating openly and effectively. Okay, we hope to do that. If you don't get my blog every week, write it down in the back of the front of your chairs there. You've got to write your email address on there. Put it, just drop it off at the back up there, and I will put you in our blog. So every Thursday, you'll get to know what's happening. All right? Ministry, flowing from love. Okay? To minister to the needy. As I said, we're going to be helping out some soup kitchens, and we're going to go onto the streets, and we're going to have an exciting year this year. You know, Hillside Church is 80 years old this year. And we've got some exciting things that we're going to show you later on. Okay, next. Next slide. Okay. All right. Just before that, I just want to, end of last year, I took a few days away to seek the Lord. The elders said, yep, go away. During those three nights and 4 days, I had such the best time with the Lord. He gave me so much stuff because I'm a sort of an anxious person when I have to pray and say, God, what do you want me to do this year? And what do you want for the people? What messages do you want me to be speaking on? And he gave me a heap of series and it just rattled. And I was going like flat out while I was writing because I was doing that typing. Okay. But this year, it's starting with I Love My Church, obviously, goes for 5 weeks. He's given me a nine-week one, which is Priceless Promises, which is I'll be speaking about all the priceless promises that God gives us. And we need to understand these priceless promises because I believe the church today doesn't understand the promises that God gives us. Another one is Truths We Believe. You know, if I went and asked a whole heap of Christians what they believed, I'd get all sorts of messages. And I probably think some are Hindu or I think, what? You know, so these I'm going to be speaking on that. Truths we believe as Christians. Putting into practice. Well, that probably explains itself, doesn't it? But I could speak about probably about 8 weeks on that. Putting things into practice. As I said last week, I don't want to play church. I want to be church. And if we don't, I mean, I can lead you guys to the water. I can lead you to the river. But you have to know how to drink it. So that's what I'll be doing. And obviously, daring faith. I'm working on this one at the moment. This is exciting. I might change these around, but daring faith. We're going to be speaking and learning about daring faith. That's exciting. That's going to be, you know, that's going to be a lot of Holy Spirit stuff. We're a Spirit-filled church. You know that. Yeah? We're a Spirit-filled church. So expect the expected when you come to this place. Whew. I'm excited. Is that a phone? That's $50 to missions. Thank you very much, Joel. Dorothy, you got his bank details? Dorothy, wave. Dorothy's been working in the church here, the administration, and she's just a powerhouse of a woman. She faithfully serves out there in the well and on Sunday mornings, and married to a great man, John, been part of this church for many years, and good on you. So, Joel, you now know Dorothy. Bank details. Now, I can't do this without a great team of people, and I just want to quickly get these people just to quickly stand. And Kay and Mark Newton. Kay's probably here. Mark's probably out the back somewhere. Kay and Mark. These are the elders of the church. So take a look around. Just keep standing. Don't do that. And Alan and Glennis Grover. This is a great opportunity. This is a great opportunity for me to actually tell them what to do. Okay, stay standing. David Bonanno. Obviously, he's married to Jill. And David up the back works for YFC. Lance and Sue Allen, stay at. Sue Allen's not here this morning. She is, but she's not. Okay. And Devin and Vanessa. These guys are your elders. These guys are the ones that pray, and I can guarantee they pray for each and every one of you like I do. They equip me, they encourage me, and they help me minister and shepherd this place. They also wisely make decisions in buildings and putting things down. And I mean, I go to them, I say, hey, I want air conditioning. And they go, well, no, you need money to do that. Lance is an accountant. You know, he knows things like that. I don't. I just go, I want... And Lance probably has more faith than me. He goes, yeah, sure, just go and do them, you know. Kay is my PA. Not only is she on the earth, she's my PA, she's in the office manager at Hillside Church. Devin and Vanessa, everyone knows Devin and Vanessa. Vanessa's on the women's ministry along with Kay, and Devin's just new to the eldership. Alan's a prayer warrior. He's here every morning. Every morning at 6 o'clock, he is in that back room, and he is praying for all of you people. He's a prayer warrior. And Glenys is very, she's in Women's Aglow, aren't you? You're active in that. We've got Mark's supports Kay to the max. He's always in China. David's YFC, Area Director of Asia Pacific. Massive responsibility. These people are the ones that care and pray for you. Use them up. Use them up. That's why they said they want to be elders. They love you guys. This is about community. If you have a problem with me, go to one of these people. But come to me first. Do it the biblical way. Thanks, guys. Another exciting thing, which you probably put together because you're pretty intelligent people. Another one is Craig Parker, Pastor Craig. He's now been taken out of youth and he's now in the abyss of the church. Someone says, what's he going to do? Oh, I don't know. The reason why I don't know, because I spent 10 years in this role. He's now my assistant. And I've got to say, I've worked with Craig for 7 years, and you know, we have a great relationship. And I'm just at the moment, he's just floating, okay? Because his mind is somewhere else, and that's okay. Because any moment they're about to have their first child. All right. So we're pretty excited about that, and he's got every right to be not thinking about anything else but his child coming, and obviously his lovely wife, that's Dad Davinia. Stand up, guys, so they can stand up. See? For all you people behind her, see, she doesn't look pregnant at all, does she? Looks beautiful. So really excited, and I know Craig is a great encourager for me. He backs me up, and He calms me down when I'm getting a bit anxious and everything else like that, and the staff. He's the good cop, and he's a good bloke. I love you, Craig, and look forward to this year and beyond. Kyla McDonald, she'll be coming back. And was Kyla here this morning? Yeah, over there with that lovely, beautiful-looking husband of yours. Just radiate. Just sit down, Dave. Kyla's coming back after she's been on maternity leave for 12 months. She will be coming back next term. She'll be looking after Connect Groups and Alpha and the likes. Chrissy, who's on maternity leave at the moment, we don't know whether you're coming back or not because she's just got a baby. And you know what women like when they've got babies? It's their first one. And so, you know, we don't know what's happening there. Youth. The youth has taken on an exciting name. Look, Breakout Youth, that's their logo. Isn't it exciting? They've gotten rid of 6058, which has been a great brand, but now I believe it's God, because now we're breaking out of Forestfield, 6058. We're breaking out, and we're going out, and we're getting out there into the churches. A lot of the big churches and the little churches know who Hillside are because we've been getting out there. And that's been great. It's been great with Chrissy and Pastor Craig over the years. And we're excited with Mark and the youth team here to take it even further. And said, we've got young adults with Lizzie and Tobin Hopper. Lizzie, Tobin Hopper, stand up. They're about to have number two. There's babies everywhere. Thanks, guys. Women's ministry are going strong. If you're involved in the women's ministry, please stand up. If you want to get involved in the women's ministry, just put your head up and see one of these people, okay? If you want to get involved in women's ministry, guys, this is not a ministry for you, okay? So, ladies, thank you. Men's ministry, when Pastor Craig comes back from maternity leave. Well, is that right, maternity leave? Sorry? Paternity. What's the difference? Paternity, maternity. Tomato, tomato. When Pastor Craig gets back from maternity leave, we'll be looking at men's ministry. At the moment, Devin's been looking after that, and we want to have a look. So if you want to get involved in men's ministry, if you've seen some great ideas, if you don't like fishing or four-wheel driving, we want to see you, okay? Because we'll still do that. We'll still do the four-wheel driving. We'll still do the fishing, but we just need some other guys with other interests that we can do things, okay? That's what we want to do. Also, we hope to finish the colonnade. You know the colonnade that comes to about 4 metres before the entrance? So you get lovely, you get wet on a rainy day in those last 4 metres. Everyone does like the sideburns as they come in and they get out of the rain. We're going to be finishing that. We want to finish that. We want to start on the chapel. People say, why do we need a chapel? Well, we're going to build a 130-seat chapel for weddings and funerals and also use it as a community prayer and healing centre. It's always been in the vision of the church to have this. So we're going to build it. It's always been in the vision. It's been sitting idle for about 7 or 8 years. So we've started planning for it. Okay, and that will be positioned above the amphitheatre. And it'll be designed like a little old chapel, a brick old chapel. So when people go in there, someone said to me the other day, remember when, who are the guys with Ray-Bans? Blues Brothers, when they walk into that little chapel, hallelujah, we're going to do something like that. We're going to have lovely, so when people go in there, they're going to go, whoa, okay. You excited? Yeah, okay. I'm just getting excited. Yeah, this is good. Okay, so we're also going to be starting 21 units at Woolridge. Woolridge, obviously, we bought this block of land next door to the village, and that starts this week. The little old house is going to get blown up in the next couple of weeks, demolished. All right, and then new 21 units, which Kevin Burgoyne, I don't know if Kevin's here, Kevin Burgoyne, Alison's husband, he's doing that. He's our project manager. All right, Hillside Christian College. This year, the theme is the year of the parent. Okay, so they're going to be focusing more on the parents and obviously the children, you know, educating the children that's still there. But they're planning to be with the parents. Pastor Kyla and Mark are there as chaplains also. Pastor Kyla once a fortnight meets with all the mothers for a prayer on a Friday morning at 10 to 9, okay, 10 to 9 for a couple of hours. She started up a great little prayer. What was that? For a couple of hours. Just an hour. Well, let's pray that we'll go for a couple of hours, okay? They probably have an hour of... I didn't say that. Well, I didn't. I just did it. But near the end of the year, they'll begin to build some state-of-the-art science rooms, okay? So that's Hillside Christian College. Tabor College, who's also on our campus here, they've joined Tabor Adelaide to become Tabor Australia. Okay? So the Tabor is slowly taking on all the other Tabors and all the other states, and then they will be the biggest Christian university in Australasia. Okay? Pretty exciting stuff, and we have them right here. Okay? Next year, they're actually doing... primary school teaching as well. So if anyone wants to be a primary school teacher, Tabor Christian College, Tabor Australia, will also be doing that. And they're also doing teacher's aides as well, training for that. Okay, the well will still remain out there. So there you have what is happening around at Hillside for 2016. Okay, that's what's happening. Now, back to the message. Whew. Take a break. I believe. Something about that, isn't it? I believe that God wants us to love the church. Not love what we see in the news or what we just see on the display here. But I believe that God wants us to love the church as He intended it to be. That's what this series is going to be about. That we'd learn to be the community God intended us to be to the church. A few other people I missed that's in our community. The Woolridge staff, can you just stand up? Pat, Baz, Shaz, and Rod. Rod and Barry are the people responsible for the gardens looking beautiful and the maintenance of everything around here. And they would love to have your help. If you ever want to do something around here, do gardening or do anything else like that, you just pop in, put your name down and just help out. Pat is managing the village. Awesome lady. And she's loved by the residents. Residents, do you love Pat?
Yeah.
There you go. So there you go. And there's another lady that goes to another church, and her name's Sharon. We call her Shaz because we got Baz, Barry. So I've got Shaz and Baz and Rod and Pat, and that's Woolridge. And I think we've got Dorothy, obviously, I just said. We've got Tanisha's working one day a week in the helping out Kay. Go, Tanisha. Have I missed anyone else? That's it. Okay, good. All right. And Stacey, Kids Church. I've said Stacey before. Yeah. Yes? Oh, the most important person. And Sally, my wife, who just absolutely is just amazing. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Happy Valentine's Day, dear. Sorry? Oh, we've got an intern, Brittany Twist. She's an intern this year. Last year we had five of them. Last year we had five interns and we just said we'll never do that again, so we've only got one this year. Okay. Now I'm lost. Okay. Before we jump in, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just pray right now, Lord, that you speak to us. Holy Spirit, that you will just give us a revelation of what you want us to know, what you want us to be as a church. Lord, is what you want us to be as brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we just come towards to you today with this series. I love my church. And Heavenly Father, we just love you. And we just want to do, we just want to give you all the glory. We want to give you, Lord, just all the praise. But Lord, I pray, Lord, as we've met some of the people in this community this morning, I pray that you will just keep filling us all full of wisdom. Lord, that may we see with your eyes, may we hear with your ears, and may we speak with your love in your heart. And we pray, Lord, that Hillside Church will be a great place in this community where people will always be welcome, where the community will always be welcome. But most of all, Lord, that we will be out there in the community, loving them up, being church, being what you plan for us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's turn to John 13. 13, 34, 35. I'm going to have to motor through this. Well, we may be a little bit late, so if you've got any lunch plans, can you just ring them now? Just text message them now and say you're going to might be about 15 minutes late. Okay? I'm just looking at $50 mission fines. Okay, John 13. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, so that you will also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This verse is a prelude of the church to come. The church will start in the book of Acts. But here we find Jesus meeting with his disciples, telling them how his followers should be known and by what reputation will be of this community he is creating. They will be people known for their love for one another. This is what God created and what he wanted for the church. Church people are meant to love one another. It's not optional. It's not an elective. It's a command from Jesus. We are to love one another. A new commandment I give to you. What Jesus is saying. But what does that mean? What does it mean to love one another? When we say we want to love the church as God intended it and for us to be, what do we mean by love? The other month, Sally and I, we had a voucher. We did a wedding and we were blessed. And they gave us a thing to this restaurant. And Sally came through. Yeah, I will. She came through. She said, we got this to this restaurant, and it's a degas station restaurant. Degas station. Shush. I thought she said degas station. You know, and as a bloke, I'm thinking to myself, degas station. I'm not going there, okay? Why would you need a station to degas? Well, I can do it around the house, but anyway. Degas station. I didn't know what that meant, all right? I'm just a bloke. I'm a simple bloke, but it's a degas station, okay? So degas station is where you have six or seven courses of the most amazing food compared to anywhere that I've ever been. It was just incredible. It was a really amazing experience. And Sally loved her food as well. And we talked about how great the service was and how the food was, and the overall experience was phenomenal. It was amazing. Degustation, you know. I've been to a degustation restaurant. I said to her on the way home, I think I've found one of my new favourite places. I love it. I love it. I love it. I loved it. I love a restaurant. Okay? Have you ever felt like that? You've gone to a restaurant and you've just been served and the food's beautiful and the waiter and the waitresses have looked after you and you just come away feeling like $1 million? Yeah. I loved it. How about this one? My son Zach last year, he turned 13, and I've asked permission to share this. My son turned 13 last year, and so last year Sally said, you know, why don't you take him out camping for a special, you know, dad and son, and talk wisdom into him, and we did a lot of that, hun. I spoke a lot of stuff into him, Zach. And we went out. It was pouring with rain. But anyway, the family came for dinner, bought pizzas, had dinner, and then they left. And then it was just Zach and I. And I gave him a toolkit. I wanted it. I was coveting over it. But he got this great big toolkit. I thought, this is great, so I can teach him how to tear up things and rip things apart. And that night, we were in the camper. And I said to him, I asked him, I said, did you have a good birthday, son? He says, I did. He said, it was super fun, Dad. Especially the toolkit. As he laid his head on the pillow, he said something that I'll never, ever forget. He said, I love you, Dad. And I said, I love you too, pal. It took about half an hour for an hour to get to sleep. I love my son. In fact, I love all my children. So what do we mean when we say I love my church? What does it mean to love one another? Does God want us to love one another like I've had my experience at the restaurant? Or does he want us to love the church like I love my son, Zach? With the restaurant, I was experiencing something given to me, a place offering me something, a place that made me feel really special. Like I was the most important person in that room. The restaurant fed me and provided me a moment in which I could participate. If the experience itself was excellent, I could rate it. I could actually give it a positive review. I could actually go on TripAdvisor and give it some stars and recommend it to others. If it was the opposite, I could also go to TripAdvisor and type in the experience and tell others to avoid it. With my son, Zach, I was experiencing an important part of a relationship, father-son. Zach is someone I'm intrinsically connected with. My love for him isn't based on what I'm receiving or experiencing, but based on who he is and what is involved in our relationship. Because I love him and I care for him, I play with him and we go through life together. Now, the journey might bring some not so great experiences, but we work through those. I don't rate my son on TripAdvisor. Give him some stars. I love him unconditionally. The church was never meant to be like a restaurant. It's meant to be based on relationships. This first begins and foremost in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And through that, we are connected to one another. Jesus loves us and brought us into a relationship with himself. His death on the cross was an act of love for us. Earlier in the book of John, we're told this, that God loved us so much that he sent his only son to die for us, that we might have real life. He intentionally loved us. He served us. And being brought into that relationship, we're brought into a relationship with Jesus, but also into a relationship with one another in the church. Because we have this relationship with Jesus Christ, you who are Christians and part of Hillside Church, we are in relationship with one another. That's how God intended this place to be. Being in relationship with Jesus means that we're being part of the church, part of his kingdom, part of his family of faith. Many people treat church like a restaurant. If the experience isn't to their liking, they'll find somewhere else to go. That is beyond unfortunate. This sets up expectations for the church that was never intended to fulfill. I heard a figure during this week that in America, 4,000 new churches were created. 4,000 new churches were created last year. 7,000 shut their door. Why? Because I believe Christians globally have been sucked in to the world. And we have become more self-focused. If you're visiting a church today, you're visiting here today because you've left your church because something's happened and you've spat the dummy and you've left without dealing with it. I'm telling you, as the senior pastor of this church, go back to your church, deal with the issue, and then be free. This sets up expectations for the church that was never intended to fulfill. Also, we have to be honest here. This isn't relationship focused. This is self-focused. This is selfishness 101. This isn't loving as Jesus loved. This loves as I see fit. Oh, am I comfortable with it? Or is it for my own gain? The church isn't supposed to be like that. You will experience a love for the church when you intentionally love the church. You'll have a deep sense of love for the church when you actively, intentionally practice love for the church. I heard a story this week that absolutely got my... I was just jumping up and down in my office, and I got an email from someone saying that they saw a need of a person in the church, and they went and they sourced this thing to help this family, and they gave it to them. They sourced it, they got it, and the family were absolutely blessed. They were overwhelmed from it. And that's love. Right there. We'll love the church when it's about relationships, not when it's like a restaurant. What does it look like to intentionally love the church? To be a community with one another as God intended it to be. You know, many, many years ago, it was 50, 60 years ago, I wasn't around, but the community was to go to church, wasn't it? Everyone went up and said, oh, we've got church Sunday morning. In the 50, 60 years, it's changed. Our community is changing. Why? Because I believe that we've lost that community feel. I don't know about you, but I love coming to church. I love it. I love being with you people. Good on you, mate. But I just love it. I love coming to church. I bounce out of bed Sunday mornings. Monday mornings, different thing. Bounce out of bed Sunday mornings. Well, that's what the rest of the series is about. Let me give you an overview of what we'll be looking at over the next 4 or 5 weeks. Love by connecting. Love by connecting. Okay, that's being in community and fellowship and a relationship with each other is more than knowing people's names and where they sit on a Sunday morning. We love one another when we stand alongside one another. Being connected with one another is ensuring no one stands alone. That's what we'll be talking about next week. Number two, the following week will be love by serving. God has given each of us followers, listen to this, supernaturally empowered abilities to encourage and help one another and the community. Did you know that each and every one of you have superpowers? You do. You have superpowers. And we'll be talking about that on week 3. That's going to be an exciting... Can you imagine me in my cape and my... No. Give me an idea. Don't. You'll be on maternity leave. Paternity leave. You'll be on. Okay, this week, you can't miss this week. This week's going to be about love, okay, by giving. Yes, we're going to talk about giving. But probably not in the way that you'd expect. In fact, I'm not even going to talk about tithing, all right, or percentages. We won't even try any ill-planned guilt trips to get you to give more. We're going to simply talk about giving as an indicator of love. Okay? So don't say, oh gee, I can't make it that Sunday. Come. Actually, should we make a $50 fine? Okay, love by sharing. The love that Jesus gives to us that we can have for one another isn't to be hoarded within the walls of the church. The love that we are to have for one another is also meant to show our community what the love of Jesus looks like. That's week four. And if we aren't sharing the love of God with our words and our deeds, then we aren't truly loving. And we'll talk about that as well. I invite you to stick with us for the next 4 weeks. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be uplifting. It's going to be challenging. We're going to look at various ways that we can intentionally love the church and we'll see what God intended for our community of faith to be. If you're with us today and don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, I invite you to stick around as well. Because you'll learn a lot more about Jesus Christ, our Lord, my Saviour. I want you to know that it's not what God intended for us to have negative experiences. And I'm sorry, truly sorry, that if any of you have had negative experiences in a church that have made you walk away. I'm truly sorry for that. But what did he intend for the church? Why don't you join us for the next 4 weeks as we take that journey together as brothers and sisters in Christ? It's going to be a good time. There are a couple of things I want to challenge you with. Just quickly. I love logos and stuff. There's some that just freak people out, like this one here. You know, I'd wear that and people go, what is that? Jesus. I love that. Next one I love wearing, and everyone sees me wear this quite a lot of time, is one of probably the best shirts you'll ever get. Isn't it amazing that I just pick this up and I get a reaction from everyone? Isn't that? That's great. It always starts conversation. Might not be positive. It's positive for the person wearing it. But it always starts up conversation. Another one that I wear, and I wear this when I ride my Harley, is this one here. And I've got that insignia on my helmet, on the back of my helmet, and on the back of my bike. And some people go, ooh, that looks pretty evil. But you know what? Every time I go riding, every time I'm on my bike, someone will come up to me and say, what does that mean? What's that represent? And if you look closely, it's N-O-T-W. And it's not of this world. And it always opens up a conversation where they ask the question, you ask the question, you're going to cop it. And it always opens up a question for me to be able to share the gospel. So I'm a Christian, not of this world. What does that mean? Well, I'm not of this world. I'm of another kingdom. Whoa. Uh-oh, yeah. You see them going, yeah, really? That's cool. I like your bike. Well, this one here, you know, this one here. I wear some of these when I go shopping or something. Yeah, I look like the Barry Bogan, you know, walking down the street. But I get the Barry Bogans coming up to me, go, hey, mate, oh, shit, hey, mate, yeah. I say, yeah, good, how you going? I would have talked with them. It's amazing what we wear. As you see up the back there, Craig and I, and the youth team, they've got T-shirts and they've got hats with Hillside logos on them. I love my church. I'm proud of my church. I got two of these made up the other day. On a Friday, I wore it for the first time. I went to the bank in Midland, and this old man came up to me like this, came up to me. And I thought, oh, here we go. But what have I done? I forgot I was wearing it. And he said, you preacher man. I said, what? He goes, that logo, what's that? Is that a church logo? Is that a, you're a priest or something? And I'm going, whoa, does the cross come out that much? And we started talking to him, and he said, oh, that's fantastic. You know, you don't see, and this is what this man said. He goes, you don't see religious people or from you know, pastors or priests walking around anymore with their white collars or that you can see that they're a Christian. I went, wow. And the other thing, I went walking through, after the bank, I walked through Midland Gate Shopping Centre, and this lady came up to me and she said, I know where you're from. I know that logo. And I said, you know, I didn't have a sign up saying, hey, where am I from? This is a game or anything like that. This lady came up to me and she said, and I couldn't believe it. I'd only been wearing this shirt for about an hour. And she goes, that's the church up the road from my house, Hillside Church, isn't it? I know that logo. I said, yeah, it is. She goes, yeah, I go to a church in Perth and we were looking up Hillside Church the other day on the internet and I saw that logo. She remembered it. So we started up a little conversation. I said, why aren't you coming to our church? You know? Should support your local community church. No, you know, I'm only joking. Half you'd leave if you did that. Up the back there, we've got mugs. We have got caps. We've got T-shirts. We've got V-neck shirts. We've got shirts with all different logos on it. We've got ones with established in 1936. You know, so we're 80 years old. We've got some great logos. I'm encouraging you to purchase a T-shirt, to purchase one and wear them and then see what God does with it. The amount of conversation that will come from wearing a T-shirt or a V-neck, or we've got an array of stuff up there, up the back there. And it's at cost price. What the printers and the people are charging us, we're charging back. We're not making a cent on it, all right? But I just want people to love this church. The other day, yesterday on the bike run, I actually wore Hillside. Stand up, Mark. Turn around. I actually wore a shirt like that, not with Mark on the back of it. It had Kerry. I wouldn't mind, you know. Yeah. With Kerry on the back. And a heap of people asked me, oh, what's that? What's that? I said, oh, it's our youth. It's our youth team. We met at McDonald's yesterday morning, talking to McDonald's. We met at McDonald's. So all the guys in the band of brothers were sitting in there. And there was another couple, actually, it was your brother, Lance, was there talking to another Christian guy. And they were having a Christian meeting in McDonald's. They get up. Hey, Kerry, how are you going? Oh, bless you, man. How are you doing? All of a sudden, half of the McDonald's were, hey, bless you, brother. Oh, praise Jesus. Oh, on you, Lord. And they had all these logos on their shirts. People knew that we were Christians. People knew that God was in McDonald's Saturday morning in Midland. Yeah. Amen. So, up the back there, as you leave this morning, can I have the music team up? We'll sing a song, and then after that, we'll... actually, no, we won't sing a song. Sit down. Sit down, you're all right. No, we will. I'm joking. Because I want to spend some time in community with you guys. Okay, we've got the well out there. Stay. If you come to church in the morning and then quickly go, because you've got to catch that bus, catch the next bus. All right, let's have fellowship with one another as God intended for us to be. Talk to one another. If you don't know someone, go over and say, listen, I know your face, but I don't know your name. Tell me your story. We've got some amazing people. You're all amazing, and you've all got amazing stories. Share them. Up the back, T-shirts, hats. Autumn, they're going to be there for the next 4 or 5 weeks. And I want to hear testimonies of like what I had. Because you will have them. God will give them to you. All right? May God richly bless each and every one of you. And we look forward to the next 4 weeks. you may now be community and fellowship together. Go for it.